Now, some Privat Bank offices are being used by a Russian fund that will compensate people for savings held in frozen Ukrainian accounts up to $20,000.
These people have been queuing for more than 2 hours at the fund, but believe it or not, they're the lucky ones. Many others, like this crowd over here, still have to get a date and a time when they can go in, and then sometime down the line, they'll actually be told where they can go to access their money.
The crisis is also hitting businessmen like Dutchman Robin Dolstra, who works as a tour operator alongside his Crimean wife, Antonina. With their accounts frozen, they've had to lay off staff and close their office.
You can't buy stuff because for your living. You can't go to a shop, you can't go buy gas, you can't do anything anymore, because on one moment the small money what you have on your mattress, it's finished.